Words of Sri Aurobindo. Physical sadhana. This negation is the very nature of the physical resistance, and the physical resistance is the whole base of the denial of the divine in the world. All in the physical is persistent, obstinate, with a massive force of negation and inertia. If it were not so, sadhana would be extremely cursory. You have to face this character of the physical resistance and conquer it, however often it may rise. It is the price of the transformation of the earth consciousness. Apart from the individual difficulty, there is a general difficulty in the physical earth nature. Physical nature is slow and inert and unwilling to change. Its tendency is to be still and take long periods of time for a little progress. It is very difficult for even the strongest mental or vital or even psychic will to overcome this inertia. It is only by bringing down constantly the consciousness and force and light from above that it can be done. Therefore, there must be a constant will and aspiration for that and for the change, and it must be a steady and patient will, not tired out even by the utmost resistance of the physical nature. The earth consciousness does not want to change, so it rejects what comes down to it from above. It has always done so. It is only if those who have taken this yoga open themselves and are willing to change their lower nature that this unwillingness can disappear. What stands in the way, of course, is always the vital ego with its ignorance and the pride of its ignorance, and the physical consciousness with its inertia, which resents and resists any call to change, and its indolence, which does not like to take the trouble. It finds it more comfortable to go on its own way, repeating always the same old movements and, at best, expecting everything to be done for it in some way at some time. The first thing is to have the right inner attitude. You have that. The rest is the will to transform oneself and the vigilance to perceive and reject all that belongs to the ego, and the tamasic persistence of the lower nature. Finally, to keep oneself always open to the mother in every part of the being, so that the process of transformation may find no hindrance. The inertia of the physical consciousness is always a difficult thing to eliminate. It is that, more even than any vital resistance, which keeps all the movements of the ignorance recurring, even when the knowledge is there and the will to change. But this difficulty has to be faced and overcome by an equal perseverance in the will of the sadhak. It is a steady flame that must burn, as steady as the obstruction is obstinate. Do not therefore be discouraged by the persistence of the obstruction of the ignorance. The persistence of your own will to conquer, with the mother's force supporting it, will come to the end of the resistance.